Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jana Cox and I love music. I love to listen to music and I love to sing. I've been singing all my life. From the time I was old enough to walk and talk, I would go around the house with my microphone, also known as the toilet paper roll. But I don't do that anymore. Now I use a hairbrush. Music has always been a part of my life, even from a young age. My parents used to take my sister and me with them on Sunday afternoons to sing with them at the local nursing homes. But it wasn't until my senior year of high school, when I was out of church and unable to sing freely for an entire year, that I truly discovered that music was more than just a talent or something fun to do because I was good at it. After many tears and prayers by my family, I returned to God and rediscovered my voice and a renewed love for Christ. I now had a better understanding of God's love, mercy, and grace. Singing gives voice to a heart that deeply knows the gospel of grace. This is a quote from Keith and Kristen Getty's new book, Sing, which I highly recommend all of you read. 10 of us from church recently had the opportunity to attend the Getty's Music Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. The focus of the conference was how worship, in particular congregational singing, transforms your life, family, and church. I think I can speak for all of us who attended the conference and say, wow. There is no way any of us could sum up in a few minutes the things we learned, the refreshment we received, and the blessings of being with God's people. Have you ever been in a setting with over 4,000 people lifting their voices and instruments to the one true God and giving Him the glory and praise He is due? There are no words to describe it except wow and hallelujah. In addition to the amazing music we heard and sang, we had the privilege of hearing from many different speakers during the main sessions with everyone, as well as breakout sessions, which were much smaller groups with various topics. Here are a few of the things I came away with from the sessions. Don't relegate music to just Sunday. Sing it throughout your home throughout the week. Teach your children the importance of singing, the meanings of the songs, and the stories behind them. Model passionate participation in music. Let your children see you singing in church and in your day-to-day life. When we sing together as a congregation, we are participating as the people of God, a community of believers. It is not a spectator sport. We don't come together to watch people on stage worship, but rather we all are to engage in worship. When we gather to worship, we are not inviting God to join us. We have the privilege of coming into His presence and giving Him praise. Psalm 95, 1 and 2 says, "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise." One of our greatest dangers is becoming familiar with holy things. We need to be reminded that we are sinners, but by the grace of God, we have been saved. Music is great. Jesus is greater. If people are not pointed to Christ through our music, we're no different than the world just providing entertainment. Music is a part of worship, not the heart of worship. We should be a community of musicians excited about the gospel. Music is the outflow of that, not the focus. Music is not the ministry, people are. We cannot expect music to do what only the gospel can. Singing doesn't save anyone, but it can point them to Christ through the message of the song. Get to know God through His Word, not music. Our songs should be theologically rich, but our songs are not where theology originates. In closing, I want to read a portion of two different songs. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. Help me now to live a life that's dependent on Your grace. Keep my heart and guard my soul from the evils that I face. You are worthy to be praised with my every thought and deed. O great God of highest heaven, glorify Your name through me. These writers are separated by nearly 90 years, and closer to 1,000 years if you consider the third verse of The Love of God was adapted from a poem written around 1050 AD. Yet their message is the same. God and only God is worthy of our praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Thank you.